listener production.
Good morning, I'm James Lake. In bombshell breaking news, three A-League players have been arrested by police over alleged betting corruption on matches they were playing in. Police allegedly discovered there was a senior player taking instructions from a man believed to be in South America to organise yellow cards to occur during certain points in matches. Football Australia has confirmed the players who have been charged are from a southwestern Sydney club. Federal opposition leader Peter Dutton's getting his ducks lined up now for the next election after laying out plans last night in his budget reply to slash migration if he becomes the next Prime Minister and also impose a two-year freeze on foreign property investment.
You need to access the existing homes and units, and we can do that if we say that we want Australians who are living in tents and in the back of cars at the moment to take up the rental accommodation instead of international students who are here in huge numbers, and I think that's a no-brainer for our country.
Talking on Channel 9 there, and Foreign Minister Penny Wong has urged for calm in New Caledonia following pro-independence violence, which has led to a state of emergency and the arrival of 500 French police officers. At least five people have lost their lives in the unrest, and Aussies have been told to reconsider any travel plans to the region.